Campaigns without rallies? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing, presented by Dell Small Business. Joe Biden gave a pretty routine victory speech last night, but it was remarkable because of this.
Folks, look, we were planning a big rally in Cleveland tonight, but the governor of Ohio asked the presidential campaigns to cancel their indoor public events due to the coronavirus.
So he made his speech before a private event, just campaign workers.
Looks like we're going to have another good night.
But it was a very different vibe. And that's fine for a candidate like Joe Biden, who likes to quote the Constitution and talk about struggling workers. But it is deadly for a candidate like Donald Trump. He's got punchlines. He's got nicknames. He's got put-downs. You need a crowd for that. And if these restrictions were to spread, I can see where Trump supporters might see them as having nothing to do with public health. And sure enough, the president is undeterred. He will continue to hold rallies, and I think people will attend, not just as a show of support, but as an act of defiance, to show by their presence that they agree with him, that the virus threat has been puffed up by Democrats. And why not? Unlike so many political debates where there's no objective way to know who's right, in this case, we would know within a couple of weeks, right after the incubation period. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.